This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
All right, 855-839-1210. So the, let's see, there's a little what we call a NIMBY issue. Have you ever heard of the term NIMBY?
Not in my backyard.
You got it. You know who coined that phrase? Tom Kane, Governor Tom Kane of New Jersey, famously coined that phrase. It's a NIMBY problem. Not in my backyard. See, people want things in life. They just don't want them near them. You know, and I'm not a hypocrite. I've said I love nuclear power. I would happily have a nuclear reactor in my backyard. I think it'd be cool. I think it'd be cool to have one. Like, no, I mean, how cool that be at barbecues? Be like, no, check out my reactor. Let's toast some marshmallows on the reactor. That'd be awesome. See, I'm not afraid of that stuff. I would do it. I know most, but most people don't want it. That's why they don't want any more nuclear reactors, because they go, oh yeah, nuclear power would be great, but not in my backyard. I don't want it near me. Same thing with prisons, right? People like they bring a lot of jobs and stuff like that to the area, but a lot of people don't want a prison in their backyard because they think, well, what if the prisoners escape, right? And then they you know, come in the house and that sort of thing, yeah. Right? Well, Chester County, the Republican stronghold of Chester County, Pennsylvania. This makes me laugh. The affluent Chester County community of Devon, by the way, Chester County went blue. The election results for Chester County in 2016, just to give you some idea of how that went, Hillary Clinton got 51.9% of the vote. So she won Chester County. Donald Trump got 42.5% of the vote in Chester County. Okay. All right. So in the affluent part of Chester County, neighbors are angry over a plan to open a shelter for undocumented migrant children. So they're angry because they don't want to have the, not in their backyard. They want those little migrant children. You know what I mean? Those little kids. Now, they'll tell their friends at the cocktail parties how sad they are for all these little migrant children who are crossing the border and separated, ripped out of their mother's arms. But they go, oh, well, they're going to open a shelter for them right down the street. And they go, what? excuse me? They spit out their Chablis. They're like, wait, what? Where? Excuse me? They go, oh, that Trump, he's so horrendous. Ripping these children out of their mother's arms and keeping them in cages. Well, actually, what they want to do is they want to build a new behavioral health shelter. They want to do so for kids who are unaccompanied, actually. And then they'll be able to get top-of-the-line treatment paid for by the federal government, medical care, psychological care, education, food, right down the street. They go, I'm sorry, what do you say right down the street? What street do you mean? Your street. Oh, and they see that they don't want it in their backyard.
So the kids would go to the local schools?
That's potentially so. Yeah, they would. It says now there are 42 undocumented migrant children in the affluent Chester County community of Devon. Angered by the plan, neighbors say they initially learned from workers who were renovating a shuttered advanced behavioral health property that Utes cross the nation's southern border alone or separated from their parents will be moving in soon. The detention of these children, deemed unaccompanied minors by the federal government, has helped fuel the heated national debate over immigration. So the staff believes that it's moral and ethically imperative to provide the highest quality care for any and all children in need. I would think all these blue counties in Pennsylvania would be saying, bring them to us.
Absolutely.
Bring us the children.
Bring you're tired, you're weak.
Yes, just like the Statue of Liberty says, bring them to us. More shelters, bring us the kids,
yep,
who are ripped out of their mother's arms. We'll take them. Instead they go, The kids would be ages 5 to 12, and the shelter is still in the planning stages. Residents have raised concerns with the East Town Township Board of Supervisors, attended by about 40 people. Again, I want to remind you, Chester County, Pennsylvania, went for Hillary Clinton by over 51%. So it seems to me like the ideal place to slap a migrant facility for undocumented children would be right in the heart of blue Chester County. And they should all be welcoming this. Welcome to our county.
Open arms.
Welcome. We're so sorry about what that monster Trump has done to you. We're
awful.
So sorry.
Awful.
Instead, they go, yes, I'd like a grande frappe latte skinny soy macchiato with vegan milk. And can you believe they want to bring those children here? Could you believe this? What's for brunch this weekend? Yes, over brunch. They're very upset by this. So there you go. Just thought that was a little bit of irony, what we call a delicious irony right there. You'd think all the blue counties would go, come on in. We're sending buses. Bring us the kids.
Sipping their mimosas at the Devon Horse Show.
Yeah,
saying,
right.
Can you believe
that monster Trump and what he's doing to these children, ripping them from their mother's arms? I say, well, you know they're going to bring him here, right? I'm sorry, what?
What?
They spit out their strawberry and their champagne. Like, what? Where here? Right here. Like, right here. You'll be able to see them right from your little horse stand, your horse watching stand. Oh, well, now. Isn't that special? 855-839-1210. This is the Yoli Show coming right back.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.